First, I want to say how delighted I am to see all of you. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. How many of you come out in the morning to gather together in this way? This is what's so marvelous about what's happening right now in the world. While there's so much stress and struggle in the world and there's so much difficulty, that we can come together in this way is magical. I'd like to start with just a few opening up of the body in the seated posture, more in the interest of time, because there's an interpretation that's going on simultaneously. So just right now, turn your attention to the interior and see how you're feeling. Just get a feel for that. Are you achy, cranky, tired, stressed? And then let's use that information as we move the body a bit this morning. So if you're tired, we open up the body and wake it up. And if you're anxious, we open up the body and we release whatever tension we can let go of. So if you would, with as much caring attention as possible, as if this was the part of the meditation itself, gently raise your arms slowly over your head as if they're moving through water. And when your arms get up to the top, clasp your hands together if that's possible. And do a nice stretch straight up, pulling the torso out of the base. And you might lean a little into one side and lean a little into the other for a nice stretch. And in this extended position, see if you can soften the shoulders a little bit. Just soften the shoulders down. Small move. Small move. Move the head around a bit. Nice full inhalation, nice full exhalation, and come over to one side. Go over as far over as you can go while staying seated. Take a nice big inhalation over here, nice big exhalation. Roll the head around on this side. Just roll it around. And on the next inhalation, come up to center, and then exhale over to the other side. Nice big inhalations, nice big exhalations, roll the head around, soften the joints. On the next inhalation, come up to center, exhale, slowly lower the arms all the way down to your lap. Roll the shoulders around, backwards, forwards. Nice big inhalations, nice big exhalations. And we're going to do some head rolls. So roll the head around three times in one direction, big circle. And see if you can go slow, just like before, as if we're moving through water. Change direction. Bring the head back to neutral. Nice big inhalation, nice big exhalation. We're going to shake the head no. Looking over one shoulder, coming across, and looking over the other. That's one. We'll do that three times. Moving the head to one shoulder, straight across, looking over the other shoulder. Nice big inhalations. Nice big exhalations. Feel the places where it's tight and cranky. Soften, release. When you've done three, bring the head back to neutral. And we'll do three yeses. So dropping the head all the way down as low as it'll go toward your chest. And then raising the head slowly up past neutral until your head has gone back as far as it will go and your eyes are on the ceiling. That's one. Bring the head down, raise it back up, nice long inhalations, nice long exhalations. One more. You feel the edge of these movements. Don't go beyond your limit. And when you're finished with that, come back to neutral. Oh, nice big inhalation, nice big exhalation. Take your hands and gently bring them up to your jaw. So the fingertips are gently resting at the jawbone, and begin just massaging, just moving the hand, the whole palm of the hand, the bed of the fingertips around the jaw. And maybe tap your fingertips right at that joint just to, again, soften that area. We use this joint so much. And now we're going to do circles with the jaw. I want you to please go slow, be very careful. This joint is often really quite cranky. So we'll do three circles in one direction, three circles in the other. Notice the snap, crackle, pop. When you're done, just move the jaw around in a way that kind of loosens and opens it up. Massage the jaw. Nice big inhalations, nice big exhalations. The last movement I'd like to offer this morning is a way of releasing tension in the eyes. We are on the computer so much more now than ever before. And when we use our eyes in that way, we tend to use just the central portion of the vision, which is very stressful and straining on the eyes. We're exhausted after looking. So we want to learn how to soften our gaze and relax the eyes. With this, imagine that that there's a clock face in front of you. And keep the head at neutral, chin parallel to the shoulders. And you're just going to move your eyes and look straight up at 12 midnight. Now take a nice long inhalation and a nice long exhalation. Let the eyes rest at 12 midnight as far up as they go. Now slide the eyes over to 3 o'clock. As far over as they'll go without moving your head. Nice big inhalation. Nice big exhalation, settling all the way down. Slide the eyes down to 6 o'clock. like you're looking up, like you're looking at your nose. Nice big inhalation. Nice big exhalation. 9 o'clock is far over without moving the head. Settling all the way down at the end of the exhalation. Sliding back up to 12 o'clock. Nice full inhalation. Nice full exhalation. And then gently close the eyes and roll the eyes around 3 times in one direction and 3 times in the other. Nice big inhalation, and nice big exhalation. And if you'll gently open your eyes. And just settle in for a few minutes. I'm gonna say about five, share about for 5 minutes. Give you an introduction to our meditation this morning. So I'd like to highlight the attitude with which we practice. And the attitude is the heart quality that we bring to our practice. In Buddhism, there's one word for the mind, it's called citta, one word, and it means heart mind. And so the mind aspect of the heart mind is the attentional aspect where we place attention. And the heart aspect is the attitude with which we're engaging our attention. So let's start off with what it's like when we wake up in the morning. When we wake up each morning, we wake up into a view. It's our own personal view, our own way of relating to the world. And that view has been conditioned since birth. It's our own self-view. And it has opinions, and it has beliefs and preferences, and it has a narrative of me. And that narrative is colored by emotions and by what we encounter in the course of the day. These days, I think the emotional tones are fear and anxiety, dread, grief, worry. And when we come to the cushion, we come to the cushion in our view. Susan Morgan takes this seat. And if I take this seat with fear and dread, then fear and dread is what I'm going to cultivate. And if I encounter difficulties, I am more likely to either just stay, continue in that way because it's familiar, or maybe I'll continue in that way because that's my habit. That's what I feel like I deserve right now. But I can't guarantee that I am going to take care of myself. I can't guarantee that I'll be loving or kind or generous. But when we, with mindfulness practice, it instructs us to shift out of this self view and into a posture that is more akin, more similar to that of a beneficial presence that's watching over your well-being. And this quality is not unfamiliar to us. This is the quality that we have when we relate to our friends. This quality we're familiar with when we sit in the presence of somebody who really is looking after our well-being. It might be a spiritual teacher. It might be a wise and caring elder or parent. But we know what it's like when we sit in their presence, because the body feels at ease and the mind feels at ease. And I feel more comfortable in my skin. For me, my beneficial presence, one of them is my uncle. He was my spiritual teacher. And all I need to do is bring Uncle Chuck to mind. And I see him and I hear his voice. And if I'm struggling, I can hear him say, "Oh, my dear. Oh, my dear." Or I can hear him say, "Good morning, sweetheart. Good morning, sweetheart." And my whole body responds with ease, like, right, like that. And this is actually the posture, this is the atmosphere that we want to practice in. This is the one we want to cultivate. So that during the day, when we're anxious, when we're freaked out about something, or there's more bad news, that we can gently feel like something inside is saying, "Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling. Yes, this is really scary. Oh, my darling. They're there. They're there." And we learn how to soothe ourselves. That's what this moment in time is calling for all of us. It's not calling for open awareness practice, folks. It's calling for us to cultivate an attitude of care and kindness, and to develop the high art of soothing, grounding and soothing, grounding and soothing. So that's what I'd like to invite you to cultivate this morning in your practice, all right? So we're going to change gears now. We're going to begin. So let's take some nice big inhalations and nice big exhalations, and just feel, feel into a comfortable posture this morning. Give the body whatever support it needs so it can relax into a comfortable space. I like to take a cushion and set it right down in front of me, vertically like that, and rest my hands right here. You'll see the top of them. Rest my hands right here so that my shoulders and my head can relax comfortably. So if it feels comfortable, gently closing the eyes, and you might begin to just slowly sway or rock the upper body around atop the lower body. Just soften the torso. And feel into sort of the middleness of that torso, where it feels balanced, and settle into stillness right there and grow tall out of the base. Not too tight, not too loose. Nice full inhalations, nice full exhalations. And noticing on the inhalation the opening, lifting, and lengthening of the upper body. And on the exhalation, softening, widening, and settling all the way down through the body and onto the ground. Feeling the body settling right here. Now place attention on breathing. Feel the rhythm of breathing. Feel breathing settling into itself. Now invite the idea of a beneficial presence, a dear friend, spiritual teacher, elder, guardian, someone who in their presence you can come as you are. Sense into what it feels like to be in their presence. And now from that view, with that attitude of heart, check in and see what you brought with you to the cushion today. Set that out between you and your beneficial presence. What is rattling around that needs caring attention? beneficial presence keeps gently asking, what is needed now to hold this moment? When the mind grows casual, wanders away in thought, and you notice, come back. Take a breath. Come back. Feel the body breathing. And feel into a posture of kind, caring attention. Let the ripples of disturbance be smoothed of their own accord. One more time, breathing life into the posture of a dear friend, enlivening that. Breathing as if the breath itself were the arms of that dear friend holding the moment with you. And from that posture of dear friend, opening the field of attention and sensing all of us sitting here. Several hundred people sitting alone together in an atmosphere of friendliness. Breathing in friendliness, breathing out friendliness. Offering and receiving.